146.655 megahertz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Moonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Moonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on 21st of June, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Community Center, 106 Keller Street, Moonville. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming an eye controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still has not done so after a couple of minutes, feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.moonvillearc.com. Are there any portable battery-powered mobile stations wishing to check in?
N2SGC Mobile.
See if I have got your call correct. November 2, Sierra Papa Charlie, is that correct?
Almost. November 2, Sierra Tango Charlie.
Okay, very good. How are things doing your way this evening?
Yeah, name here is Stan, Sierra Tango Alpha November. I'm in Verona. I've checked in before. I always enjoy listening to you guys. Don't often get a chance to check in. Things are going well. Just got home and I want to get in and see what's going on. But wanted to make a quick check-in. I may listen along a little later via Echo Link or the scanner or whatever. But good to hear you. 7-3 to you and everybody on the net. Send to STC.
All right. Very good. Always glad to have folks check in, mobile, portable, or battery-powered, and just kind of makes things interesting, and glad you're able to get in and visit us a little bit. All right, you have a fine evening, 7-3, and a great day tomorrow. Are there any other portable, battery-powered, or mobiles would like to check in? Okay, are there any Echo Link stations that would like to check in?
KD2AIT, please copy Kilo Alpha 3 Tango Foxtrot Bravo. It's KA3TFB, and at the time I'm transmitting, I can see no other person on the link, and we'll give it back to you.
All right, very good, Bill. Always nice to have you check in with us. How are things going in Pennsylvania? I hope you had some good weather today.
Roger, Roger, fine business here, huh? A day without rain. Can you imagine that? It's a miracle that we didn't have rain today. I think in the last 18 days out of the 16, we've had rain. In 2 days we didn't, but we'll take it. And it may not rain tomorrow, too, so that's a double yo-ho-ho. Hey, I'll give it back to you, and good to log in here. I wish everyone the best of the evening on a nice evening. From KA3TFB in a little borough called Franklin Park Borough, Western Pennsylvania, and we'll be listening. Over.
All right, very good, Bill. Always welcome to check in with us and glad to have you. Yeah, I know what you mean with the rain. We had, I'm sure you had a good deal of that also in the last couple of years, and I'm hoping this year we don't have the rain schedule formatted for June like we did the last two. and I think we were the same way. We were probably 26 to 28 days of rain at a 30, and seemed like a pattern going on, and I hope we're able to break that this year. So we'll see. I hope you get some good sunshine days. I know they forecast a little bit of rain for, or a sprinkle today for us. We didn't get it here, and that's okay. Clouds rolled by, and I was happy to see it just not rain. We need to have a little bit more sunshine, and things go a little bit warmer. All right, 7-3 to you, Bill. Have a fine evening and a great day. This is N5AOW, net control for the Black River Valley service. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening, Bob.
N2PFM, George, how's things up your way? Hope you had a good day today and got your batteries charged a bit.
Well, good evening, Bob. That's about the size of it. Temperature is 51 degrees. Temperature range today was from 37 to 70. Most nice most of the day. We did have a short period of a little sprinkle of rain, and that was it. Right now, everything here is good and quiet, and very glad of it. Yeah, there's a little joke going around up here now after that place that burned on State Street here in Laverly. They want to buy a drug house. I thought that was... Well, you say, hey, man, want to buy a drug house? Ooh, nasty, nasty, nasty. That'll be a good chuckle for Kathy tomorrow night. I'm sure she'll like that one. Okay, and by the way, after I had to go back the other day with that van again for him to fix the weld that snapped on the exhaust, I couldn't believe it that I thought my gas gauge had stuck. I ended up getting 30 miles to a gallon. I don't think that's going to last or be for much longer, but hey, it was nice when it did, that's for sure. If it stays that way, maybe 25 to 30, I'll be very happy. It'll be better than it ever did on gas. And it stayed running too, of course, that's for sure. With that, we'll say God bless and 73's M2PFM clear.
Okay, George, well, I'm glad you had enough sunshine to perk the batteries up a little bit. As far as the van goes, it should have been up in that area for mileage right along. Got everything we've had, I think in the last easy 10 years has gotten that kind of mileage. You know, with the Impalas, and we had a couple of Tauruses, and I'll tell you what, was always up there anywhere between 29 and 32, somewhere in that area. So, I hope it stays that way. I'll tell you what, the economy is always great, and the mobility is even better. All right, have a good evening, George. You take care. This is N5AOW, looking for any check-ins from anywhere.
N2OIQ, giving Bob.
KC2WI.
Hey, we've got two more, KC2WIP and N2OIQ, Dan. Dan, what's going on your way?
Hey, good evening, Bob, George, Pete, and the Echo Link Station come in there. Hey, too much going on now. Seen listening here on the radio and monkey with the computer on Facebook. I was chatting with somebody on there about camping. And anyways, it's not that evening here tonight. We got about 49 degrees, and it was a nice day today, nice day. When the sun was out, when the clouds come in, it got a little chilly, but when the sun was out, it was beautiful. Went out and mowed, got the lawn all mowed today, and I just got to do some trimming maybe tomorrow morning. so. And then tomorrow night and Saturday night, St. Peter's Festival is going on this weekend. So me and my son, another gem, are going to do night watch there for the festival. But we'll spend some time there. Probably Saturday, during the day or after I get some sleep, and spend some time down there, chat with a bunch of people who are there, so we'll be there, and it'll be a fun weekend. The weather's going to be good, so we'll do that for sure. I know the nighttime is going to be on the cool side, but we rest warm, and we got a little room there that we can go in, and they got, you turn the heat up in there, and stay warm, and you can watch for everything from there, as far as the, all the exhibits and stuff. One other thing we got to wander around and look at, do something new this year, so. By the way, that'd be a good two nights, and it'd be a lot of fun down there. So, back to you, Bob. Have a good evening. At 2OIQ Clear.
Okay, very good, Dan. Yeah, I think we're going to get a nice weekend out of it. Long time coming, I believe we should have had a little bit more warmth in the last month or so, but well, we'll take what we can get. We don't have any control over the controls, so Dan, have a good evening. All right, Pete, how you doing, KC2WY?
KC2WI. Well, I just got back not too long ago from Boonville. I guess it seems like I just got back, but I checked into the Lowville net from the parking lot of Tops in Boonville, and I got out of the store, so, and then, well, yeah, I went over and got gas, so, I don't know, and boy, it's really, clear, and the moon, I think tomorrow's probably full moon, but it's beautiful, and if it was a little warmer, it'd be a really nice night to be out, you know, camping or something. It's not bad. 51 according to my thermometer, and the high was 69, so, you know, the clouds off and on, I think, kept it from getting a little warmer than it would have otherwise, and I did see that I think you mentioned something about some rain. It never rained here, but I think I did feel a couple of drops. And I noticed that the forecast was saying this afternoon a possible thunderstorm. We never got it. It never really got very dark or anything, but the, you know, in and out sun. And so it stayed reasonably cool. I wanted to get out early, and I wanted to go out just to, you know, at noon or something, but I couldn't do that. And then I just about got out, and I had a couple phone calls, but I threw the bike on the car and went down to Boonville instead of running. I took a ride down the towpath a little bit to the Moose River Road, and then down the hill and across the Black River and Pines Road and out to Hawkinsville Road, and I went a little bit down Edmonds Road, and I decided, I don't want to make that loop. It's going to be too long. I'll get back too late, and came back up. So I went for about 15 minutes, maybe. And so it was a nice bike ride. And I had shorts on, and I had a short-sleeve shirt, but I had a windbreaker vest under that. And it was just about right. I was not cold, but I wasn't really warm either. We didn't have a big turnout for some reason. I don't know. Nobody could figure it out because it was so nice. But there wasn't a lot of people there. Anyway, I did get out and get some exercise. And one way or another, I'm going to do that tomorrow. I got an emergency job in here. That maybe I'll get done tonight, maybe not. I got another guy's computer that I actually had done, and because I just kind of kept putting off calling him because I wasn't sure where I, what I'd have to do, I got to call him in the morning, get that back to him, and because I want to go to the Hamfest on Saturday. And sounds like it's going to be a really, really nice day. Maybe I'll plan to, I'm planning actually to, I'm not sure what I'm planning yet, but I'm thinking I might put the bike on the car and go out for a ride someplace that I haven't been, maybe 20-mile bike ride or something like that up there, just to do something different after the Hamfest. But as long as I'm up there, I'm going to take advantage of doing something. And I got to figure out exactly what it is. It's not really like beach weather to go to the, you know, to go to the lake for, to the beach, but that's the plan anyway. Make a day of it up there. And I don't know if I'm going to try to bring anything up there to sell or not. I don't think I'm going to have time to really get that together. Not sure what I have anyway. But that's about it here. I did lose a little time today because I had the ThumbDV D-Star hooked up and listening and listening to a couple conversations, and then a couple guys called, and I was talking to a bunch of guys over in two or three in the UK, Wales, station from Germany, whatever.
Well, I had a great day today. I got out and did a few things in the yard. I got some, well, not fertilizer down, but I got a few things to help break up the hard, crusty soil. It seems like I didn't have that last year, but this year just seems like it's a little harder for the grass to make its way through. And it's green, but it's not thick and lush like it has in years past, and maybe it's lacking something. But anyway, worked on that, and well, I spent a little time upstairs in the garage and sorted things out, made a little room, got rid of a few things, and felt good about that. And towards the end, just playing guitar and walked the house and sat down and enjoyed the rest of my coffee today. So that was the total of my day, and then of course the evening got started with a couple of programs different that we watch occasionally depending on the night. Alright, are there any other check-ins? Anyone like to check in with us? This is N5AOW, the control for the Black River Valley Service Net.
KC2NBU.
Good evening, Ray. KC2NBU. How was your day?
Busy, busy. Everyone wants their snow tires off. And we're the place to do it, I guess. So I sent a truck out tonight, and got 55 degrees up on the hill here, and just figured I'd give you one more for the count.
Always glad to have you check in, and glad you had a relatively easy day. And I'll tell you what, you gotta have those. You gotta have at least the time to enjoy the sunshine when it's out. I think I appreciate it more now than I did years ago. You know, I still try to achieve the, oh, I don't know. You make a list and you try to keep up with that. Get everything done on the list. Now I make a list, and if I get half of it done, I'm doing good. But I don't feel bad about it either. I do what I can, and that's it. All right, Ray, you have a great evening, and we'll make a final call. This is N5AOW. Comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time. Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley service net. Return to frequency, the repeater, to regular amateur use.
want to thank Ray, Pete, Dan, George, Bill, and I believe it was Dan that started us out this evening. This is N5AOW, 73 to all. N5AOW clear.
The Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net, currently being held on the 145.170 repeater. Stations with or without traffic, please come now.
N5AOW.
Roger, station N5AOW. Any others I'd like to check in tonight?
KC2NBU, good evening, no traffic.
Alright, I got KC2 and then I think it was N and I lost the last two there. Could you please repeat?
November, Bravo uniform.
Roger, KC2NBU. Any others that'd like to check in tonight? With or without traffic? This is Octane. This is KC2QQR for Octane. Any other stations that'd like to check in tonight? With or without traffic? This is Octane. Well, thank you both for checking in. 73 stall, have a wonderful evening, good day tomorrow. KC2QQR is going back to that frequency.